Genesis 41. At the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh had a dream. As he was standing by the Nile, 7 fine-looking fat cows were coming up out of the Nile, and they grazed in the reeds. Then, 7 bad-looking thin cows were coming up after them from the Nile, and they stood beside the other cows at the edge of the river. The bad-looking thin cows ate the 7 fine-looking fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. Then he fell asleep again and had a second dream. There were 7 heads of grain growing on 1 stalk, healthy and good. Then 7 heads of grain, thin and burned by the east wind, were sprouting up after them. The thin heads swallowed up the 7 healthy and full heads. Then Pharaoh woke up and realized it was a dream. In the morning he was troubled, so he called for all the diviner priests of Egypt and all its wise men. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but no one could interpret them for him. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "Today I recall my failures. Pharaoh was enraged with his servants, and he put me in prison in the house of the captain of the guards, me and the chief baker. We each had a dream one night. Each of us had a dream with its own meaning. Now a young man, a Hebrew, a servant of the captain of the guards, was with us there. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted the meaning of each of our respective dreams for us. It happened just as he said to us. Pharaoh restored me to my office, but he impaled the baker." Then Pharaoh summoned Joseph, so they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. He shaved himself, changed his clothes, and came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard about you, that you can interpret dreams." Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "It is not within my power, but God will speak concerning the welfare of Pharaoh." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "In my dream I was standing by the edge of the Nile. Then 7 fat and fine-looking cows were coming up out of the Nile, and they grazed in the reeds. Then 7 other cows came up after them. They were scrawny, very bad-looking, and lean. I've never seen such bad-looking cows as these in all the land of Egypt. The lean, bad-looking cows ate up the 7 fat cows. When they had eaten them, no one would have known that they had done so, for they were just as bad-looking as before. Then I woke up. I also saw in my dream 7 heads of grain growing on 1 stalk, full and good. Then 7 heads of grain, withered and thin and burned with the east wind, were sprouting up after them. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 good heads of grain. So I told all this to the diviner priests, but no one could tell me its meaning." Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Both dreams of Pharaoh have the same meaning. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows represent 7 years, and the 7 good heads of grain represent 7 years. Both dreams have the same meaning. The 7 lean, bad-looking cows that came after them represent 7 years, as do the 7 empty heads of grain burned by the east wind. They represent 7 years of famine. This is just what I told Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the whole land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will occur after them, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will devastate the land. The previous abundance of the land will not be remembered because of the famine that follows, for the famine will be very severe." The dream was repeated to Pharaoh because the matter has been decreed by God, and God will make it happen soon. So now Pharaoh should look for a wise and discerning man and give him authority over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh should do this. He should appoint officials throughout the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should gather up all the excess food during the good years that are coming. By Pharaoh's authority, they should store up grain so the cities will have food, and they should preserve it. This food should be held in storage for the land in preparation for the 7 years of famine that will occur throughout the land of Egypt. In this way, the land will survive the famine. This advice made sense to Pharaoh and all his officials. So Pharaoh asked his officials, Can we find a man like Joseph, one in whom the Spirit of God is present? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, because God has enabled you to know all this, there is no one as wise and discerning as you are. You will oversee my household, and all my people will submit to your commands. Only I, the king, will be greater than you. See here, Pharaoh said to Joseph, I place you in authority over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his own hand and put it on Joseph's. He clothed him with fine linen clothes and put a gold chain around his neck. Pharaoh had him ride in the chariot used by his second in command, and they cried out before him, Kneel down! So he placed him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, but without your permission, no one will move his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneah. He also gave him Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, to be his wife. So Joseph took charge of all the land of Egypt. Now Joseph was 30 years old when he began serving Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Joseph was commissioned by Pharaoh and was in charge of all the land of Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced large, bountiful harvests. Joseph collected all the excess food in the land of Egypt during the 7 years and stored it in the cities. In every city, he put the food gathered from the fields around it. Joseph stored up a vast amount of grain, like the sand of the sea, until he stopped measuring it because it was impossible to measure. 2 sons were born to Joseph before the famine came. Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, was their mother. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, saying, Certainly God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's house. He named the second child Ephraim, saying, Certainly God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. The 7 years of abundance in the land of Egypt came to an end. Then the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had predicted. There was famine in all the other lands, but throughout the land of Egypt there was food. When all the land of Egypt experienced the famine, the people cried out to Pharaoh for food. Pharaoh said to all the people of Egypt, Go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you. While the famine was over all the earth, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians. The famine was severe throughout the land of Egypt. People from every country came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain because the famine was severe throughout the earth. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us at thebiblepodcast.org.